Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Landry out today. Cody Stutz in for him. That's me, John Lopez. That's him. That's Figgy Fig over there. I'm pointing, but nobody can see me.
It's all right. Yeah, they can. We got cameras.
They can.
We can post this.
They can.
We don't have Watch in the Loop anymore.
Oh, I know.
Oh, man. Oh,
RIP Watch in the Loop.
Yeah.
I watched one of those videos. It was on the
Is that
Facebook.
Right?
Yeah, it was on the Facebook. It was beer chugging.
What was that other one that you liked a lot? More likely to happen? Most likely to. What was it?
Oh, man. If you hadn't said anything.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. The old days. Realignment.
Yeah.
You know,
we're all about it.
Everything got realigned from the old days. And, you know, it's happening again in college football. We'll talk some Astros here in a few. Got a question about Lance McCullers that is sort of a loaded question. Maybe an unfair question. I'm going to ask it to John anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But realignment.
Trust me, I'm used to it.
Oklahoma and... Does this dress make me look bad? Oklahoma and Texas, they want to bolt the Big 12, and they want to go to the SEC, and that would be a really weird situation for the Big 12, which only has 10 people, which would then have 8 people, 8 schools people.
Right.
You know what I mean.
Right.
8 schools. So that'd be a really weird situation for the Big 12.
Big 8, baby.
Yeah, Big 12 minus 4.
Yeah.
Get
Colorado
great,
in there.
Great for the SEC. You know, it'd be, you know, kind of dicey. But before we get to what it is now and we hear from Jimbo Fisher and talk a little bit about why the Aggies may want to fight this, let's go back in time to when realignment first really got going. Before the Aggies were in the SEC, we were telling you about, at the time, Texas A&M president Harbaugh and Lofton, and he got approached by Bill Powers at Texas and Larry Scott at the Pac-12 and said, hey, you're coming to the Pac-12.
Yeah, we got you covered.
Yeah, you're coming. Here's the schedule for all the sports for next year.
Literally, if you weren't listening to the last segment.
Yeah. And he said, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. Yeah. And really, Bowen on the podcast, on the Brian Beckham podcast, said, this kind of pushed us to the SEC.
My concern was really doing the best thing possible for Texas A&M, which I came to believe was going to the SEC.
There was already far more money in the SEC as it stood.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not underrate what Texas A&M brought to the SEC as well and added to the bottom line.
Well, let's talk about that 2025 contract that's coming in, the most in history. That's because of Houston and Dallas, and that's A&M is because of Houston and Dallas. And then also just the expand, and don't underestimate Missouri. They had a say in this too with St. Louis. But just let's just talk about, you know, just the brand itself. It's like A&M, people don't even think of A&M as anything but an SEC school now. So it's kind of entrenched.
No, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Entrenched is a great word, and it sort of changed the perception and the history of the school now. Cause yeah, it is viewed as like they weren't in the SEC the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they were. That's what's fascinating is, A&M saw the advantages of the SEC. The SEC saw the advantages of A&M. And now here we are 10, 12 years later, and Texas and OU see the same advantages.
Right.
And the SEC sees the same advantages of bringing those two schools in, too.
Right. There's a little bit of a factor there with those two schools that may come into play. But, you know, as you mentioned, they kind of said, don't worry, we can speak for A&M. Arbo and Lofton was like, no, you can't. Then the commissioner had all these schedules already set, assuming A&M was going to go, kind of pushed A&M toward the SEC, which they were already kind of eyeing. And they saw the benefits financially and on the field and everything else. And those benefits have come to become reality. And now, you know, Texas is like, you know what? We might have been wrong on that. We might want a little piece of that.
Yeah. Should we? Yeah, we probably should. It's and the annoying part probably for some Aggies is, I mean, they're getting the Longhorns and the Sooners get to buy in, and they're going to get everything. Like, sure. they get all the advantages. They don't have to worry about any of the lumps or anything like that. Because it's all, I mean, we know how seamless it can be because we just watched it happen with A&M, so we know how seamless it can be. So there's a little bit of a, like, yeah, not only do we not want those guys, it's kind of sweet being the only SEC school in Texas, but they also get everything that we get from the jump, basically. And we put in a lot of the work to build what this is.
And we're going
to
get into more detail on that, but just the short answer from me right now, as someone who is an Aggie and has covered college football for nearly 40 damn years, I wouldn't want this to happen. First of all, I think it's a better than 50% chance, maybe 51, because there's a lot of factors that we're going to get into that are working against Texas and Oklahoma. But I think it's a slightly better than 50% chance they get in. I wouldn't want Texas in, not because of like, oh, you know, I hate Texas. No, I don't. And not because, you know, they're going to get all this money that we have. They're going to get all these benefits that we have. Mine is on the field.
Yeah.
I've seen, you know, what A&M has done on the field, on the recruiting trail, the money they're making, the stadium they have.
The renovations have been fantastic.
The brand that they have. Mine is more like for competitive reasons. You know,
sure.
I want to win a national championship, and this is a team that is starting to really, you know, push to that. I don't need another couple of stumbling blocks, you know?
Sure, yeah.
So it's not about any of the other stuff.
Because you know for sure Texas and Oklahoma in the SEC, A&M's probably playing both of them every year.
Well, everybody is going to have a harder time. Alabama's going to have a harder time.
Yeah.
I mean, let's think about this. Texas and Oklahoma, they might have a 3 or 4 year stretch where they're struggling because they're replacing, all due respect, Texas Tech, TCU, and Baylor with Alabama, LSU, and A&M every year. That's tough.
Oh, not to mention Auburn or Ole Miss or Mississippi State or if you got to go play somebody from the other division. Oh, by the way, it's not Iowa State coming to town anymore.
Yeah.
It's Georgia coming to town.
Florida.
It's Florida coming to town.
Yeah. You know, so there's that.
Oh, you got to go to Knoxville where there's 120,000 screaming people in that ugly orange color? Like, come on.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, that ain't Ames, pal. That ain't Manhattan.
No,
it ain't. All right? That ain't Manhattan. That ain't the Little Apple over there in Kansas, okay? So you talked about the on the field, the competitive advantage. How about the guy that's deciding what goes on the field for Texas A&M? Jimbo Fisher on the SEC Network. Responding to the OU and UT rumors yesterday.
I mean, it's the best leg in ball, and I'm sure they would like to be here. But, you know, that's something Commissioner Sankey and them got to gauge and see if that's something that the SEC would want to do. But, you know, I that's still hard to say because you still got some other conferences and other teams in that league that you're going to leave a lot of teams out if you leave those two coming in.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Give me a break, Jimbo.
Well,
you think he cares about TCU or Texas Tech or Baylor or Iowa State or Kansas?
No, he doesn't. But I think he recognizes – there's a lot of political pull in those with those schools that might help that make life difficult.
This is it's clear why this is public. It's public because it becomes much more difficult to have happen with it being public.
Yes,
with there being scrutiny, with there being lots more eyeballs, with guys like you and me sitting on the radio here on Sports Radio 610 in the Loop, Cody Suits in for Landry Locker, John Lopez. Sitting here talking about it, it becomes much more difficult to execute than backroom, backdoor dealings
and,
like it was headed.
And you could end up looking really, really bad.
I mean,
you, Texas and Oklahoma, especially Texas in this case, could end up looking like, let's say they have a vote and they don't get it. Or let's say they get the vote and then the governor comes in and says, no, you're not. then they looked like crazy ex-girlfriend. You know, they were sitting out front, outside the on the curb outside the Aggies window. You know, trying to say we kind of do want you back.
Hold on, so you're telling me Texas and Oklahoma are in a committed relationship, yeah, and they're trying to plan a weekend that's a never-ending weekend at the beach
with their ex,
yeah, and all their ex's hot friends.
Yeah. And their ex is like, no, we're good.
And their current relationship just found out about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, did you already buy the boogie boards?
Mm-hmm.
Did you already get a new swimsuit? You better return that. You're not going anywhere. Locking you down.
That's right.
You mentioned it a moment ago. I thought this was a fun little jab by Jimbo yesterday on the SEC Network. It's like, hey, you know, it ain't easy in the SEC.
Coach, let's talk about what is expected, regardless of who comes in the league in a couple of years.
I'll say this, though. Be careful what you ask for when you jump in this lake.
That's what you're talking about, too.
By the way, he experienced the same thing when he first got here.
Heck yeah.
I mean, it's a whole different deal when, I mean, you mentioned it, when it's Auburn and Ole Miss and Mississippi State, and it's not, Louisville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, Miami. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure, absolutely. Yeah,
he made that jump from Florida State. And there was a little bit of – now he's kind of got his – you know, he's a little settled now.
Mm-hmm.
He's ready. He's ready to go. All right, so gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We are a handful of weeks away from the Texas Tech Red Raiders and the University of Houston Cougars playing a football game at NRG Stadium, getting the college football season going. I have a real bowl game feel. That's another throwback for you and the fans.
Got a bowl game feel.
I have a real bowl game feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Gut feeling. Where's Texas Tech playing, and where's the University of Houston playing? What conference are they in if Texas and Oklahoma can bolt and get this SEC thing done?
See, I think the teams that benefit from this the most outside of Texas and OU, obviously, are U of H and Texas Tech and TCU and Baylor. And the reason is other conferences, they just can't sit on their hands and say, oh, wow, they have a 16-team mega conference and they're running college football. We're good with our 12 right here if you're the Pac-12. We're good with our 11 right here if you're the Big Ten. No, they have to respond. It's not even going to be a choice because ultimately what this is leading to, and you heard, we didn't play this, but we were listening to earlier, you know, Arbo and Lofton talking about this is going to be 16, you know, 416 teams. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Or 420 teams in per conference. Well, Houston is in the Houston market. You know, Baylor, TCU, and Texas Tech have Dallas and Houston and this market right here. They got to – and it's not going to be like sloppy seconds or anything here. I mean, these are quality programs. They're not Texas and OU, but they're quality programs. So the Pac-12 is going to say, you know what? Let's get in a fight with the Big Ten over these guys. I think that would be the fight.
It's pretty interesting that all these years Cougar fans have been dying to get into the Big 12, wanting to get into the Big 12. And they could have been signing up for a trip on the Titanic because that's where the Big 12 could be headed. Having no Big 12.
Well, the Big 12 is going to die.
Yes.
Even if this doesn't happen, eventually it will die. My source was telling me that, and he's really plugged in, as I said, like Texas now realizes they've had multiple conversations. We got to get out, man. And they've been trying for 11 years, 12 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, University of Houston Cougars.
In the Pac-12? In the Pac-16?
In the Pac-16 or in the, you know, the Big Ten?
Big Ten could go north and south.
Big Ten would be, that'd be kind of sweet.
Put Texas Tech.
Got some trips to.
And U of H.
Got some trips.
And TCU and Baylor in a south division.
Some trips out to.
And you're playing Nebraska?
Where's Illinois? Champaign?
Champaign, yeah.
Yeah. Got some trips out to Champaign, mm-hmm. Nebraska. There's a little bit of familiarity with there. Nebraska coming down here, played some football before. Trip to the Shoe.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The Big House?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Exactly.
You know what? You gotta sell me. Sell me here.
Like you're saying Texas Tech is screwed. I mean, potentially.
Potentially we are.
Yeah, potentially they could be left, you know, kind of holding the bag. But I think the Pac-12 and the Big Ten are going to have to. Now, maybe they get screwed because they Pac-12 wants Boise and BYU, which are good, right. You know, would be great fits.
great. Texas Tech, Kings of the Mountain West Conference. Right. Awesome.
I'm looking forward to that 9:30 p.m. Fresno State Texas Tech kickoff.
Or the eventual 11:30 Hawaii kickoff.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's not even on TV. You got to stream it on Facebook Live.
Cody, I'm already hungover. I can't watch this game.
It's really a marathon day these days, 18-hour days. You know, got to get up, game day, and then we finish the day with the Hawaii game.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, goodness. All right, John, I got a simple question for you.
All right.
Real simple.
All right.
Don't answer it right now. I want you to think about it for a second. Is Lance McCullers an ace? That's next here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
He was battling tonight, you know what I mean? And he had that one 30-pitch count inning, which prevented him from going, deeper in the game. But, he gave up a squibber down the third baseline to Hernandez. He gave up a ground ball to right field, and then a ground ball between third and short. And, he threw the ball well. I mean, he certainly – deserved better, but we'll stay out of that high pitch count inning, which prevents him sometime from going deep into the ball.
Dusty Baker last night on Lance
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Colors' performance, 5 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs. The Astros can't quite complete the sweep. The Cleveland Indians steal game 3, 5-4. Austin Pruitt gives up gave up a ding-dong.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, that thing was a blast. welcome to the Astros, Austin Pruitt.
Man, it was big. It was a pretty good game.
Yeah, good game. And look, they go up 5-4. The Indians have that vibe of, I'm trying to remember exactly the year, probably like that 2003, 2004, 2005 Astros vibe where it's like, if you are trailing in the 7th, 8th, 9th,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was Lidge, Dotel, stuff like that. Yeah, it's that's it. Because that Clase guy is a monster. And then I can't even pronounce the closer's name. But he induces 3 weak pop-ups to end the game. It's like, okay, their
setup guy.
That's a nasty bullpen.
Was big time as well. It was kind of tough luck for McCullers.
Dusty talked about it, yeah.
But he also did what he has been known to do, and that is just has that little 2 or 3 pitches.
That laborious inning.
Yeah. 35 pitch, 32 pitch inning.
Yeah, a pitch here or there. Doesn't go his way, and then all of a sudden it turns into a laborious inning, and you don't get 7 out of him, you get 5 out of him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he goes 100 pitches in through 5 innings. And by the way, left the bases loaded, and then Abreu comes in, gets 2 strikeouts, and you're like, okay,
this is done.
Welcome back, Brian Abreu.
Yeah.
And then he gives up just a mash off the wall, bases clearing double. And it's like, okay, well, that's not fun.
Yeah, that was pretty much that. They came back to tie it, but you could tell then there was the big home run.
And at that point, you used a lot of your juice, so to speak.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's like, hey, if we're only going to scratch out four, we probably can't give up, you know, we can't give up a bases clearing double, you know.
Exactly.
So, all right, so I asked you a question about Lance McCullers, and it was just simply, is Lance McCullers an ace? And if he's not an ace, how close is he? Because this is a guy that's long-term committed to this team.
Mm-hmm.
He's the longest-term committed pitcher that with a track record. Like, obviously, Fromber's got the arbitration years and yada, 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 gratuity and all that kind of stuff. But they've spent the money on McCullers. You maybe even could say spending on McCullers hindered the ability to spend on a Correa or something else.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a guy that potentially could be your 2022 starting day or, you know, opening day starter. So is Lance McCullers an ace? Real simple question. It's kind of a loaded question, actually. Is he an ace?
No. I want him to be. He's shown ace stuff, especially in the World Series a few years ago.
The White Sox game the other day.
Yesterday, I thought he showed some stuff that was like, all right, that's the Lance McCullers I know. Although he didn't go curveball as much as he did slider, which was interesting to me. I wonder if anything, if there's any part any part of that story that might stick. There's that. Look, until you're an ace, you're not. I know that's stupid sounding, but you know, he's shown hints of it, but he hadn't gotten there. I started thinking about that. Well, first of all, what's your thought?
It would be really hard for me to say yes.
Yeah.
My follow-up would be, it's not
he's
far
close.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be really hard for me to say yes. My follow-up would be, it's not far off. 7 games back since he went on the IL, he's only given up 1 home run. He's only given up more than 2 earned runs once, which was last night. And really, and yeah, he had a rough inning. The inning gets away from him, and then Abreu gives up the double. So it's not like he threw the pitch that turns into, you know, the 4 runs necessarily. A couple of 7 inning appearances, but, you know, you got a 4 1/3, a 5 1/3, a 5 1/3.
And that's the key thing right there.
I need 6.
Yeah, I need 7.
I need 6. I need 7. Yes. I need 6 regularly. I need 7 on most days.
Yes, a true ace. And again, this is not a criticism because we all know how good he is and that he has ace stuff.
He's really good when he's in there.
Really, really. But he's a number 2 because a true ace goes 7 innings or into the 7th inning. A true ace goes 110 pitches in the postseason, 120 pitches in the postseason. You know, what did Garrett Cole do against the Astros when the Yankees were in town? The hell you're taking this ball.
Right.
And the manager trusted him because, you know, that's a true ace that was going to get it done, that has done it before. So, yeah, he's close, but he's not quite there yet.
He's really close when you look at some of, like, the advanced stats and stuff like that, like ERA plus, which is your ERA adjusted for ballparks, blows away his career best so far. Like, that's where how good he is this year. He's got his regular ERA is the best of his career as well. So it's like he's really close, just not that ace.
Yeah, which led me to this question that I was asking you guys before the show. I am terrified of a short series with this Astros team. Because
walk me through it. Why?
All right. So in a longer series, you got Fromber. You got guys that can eat up innings.
Stack Urquidy and Odorizzi.
Exactly. You got Odorizzi, Urquidy. You know, obviously you start with Greinke, and you got McCullers. You've got some arms that can kind of mix and match. You don't have to necessarily go 7 in game 3. You know, you got guys that are going to have that starter stuff in game 3. But in a short series, in a 5-game series, you've got Greinke. I have a lot of confidence in him. McCullers, we just talked about that. Ace stuff, but are we going to see what we saw last night?
Right.
Because we've seen that multiple times.
Is 4 runs going to be, you know, if he gives up 4 runs in 5 innings, is that going to be, is the offense going to be good enough that day to
and you're facing that? And you're facing teams like the Indians that have a 7-8-9 guy or an 8-9 guy that shorten the game if you fall behind. You know, the A's and the Indians and the White Sox, for goodness sakes, you know, look at their staff and their bullpen. So a short series scares me with the Astros. They only have a 3-game lead right now. I say only, that's relatively comfortable, but we're still in July.
Well, and you still got games with the A's left.
And you still have games with the A's left. So they need to do everything they can to get that division title, avoid the five-game series if they can. And that way, because then who's the third starter in a short series? I mean, depending on the schedule, I would go Luis Garcia. He's in the loops, Luis Garcia. But maybe Fromber. Fromber has been a little bit erratic, and they're young. And if you're behind, you know, two games to none, heaven forbid, and you're tossing a rookie out there or Fromber out there,
it's tough.
Yeah,
it's not fun. Not something I really want to think about.
Yeah,
it would go a long way for this team, a really long way, if you could just get
2020
Fromber. If you could just get 2020 Fromber for the rest of this year, you would just feel so much better about everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because then you have maybe it's Garcia as that guy that's coming in if the starter blows up. You got Odorizzi and Urquidy that can piggyback each other, stuff like that. It would be huge if you could get 2020 Fromber back.
That's going to be key. Are we going to get that? Are we going to get Luis at this level when everything is magnified and your cojones get a little tighter in the postseason? I like him. I love him. You guys know that. We'll see. The short series, I don't want any part of that.
He's John Lopez. I'm Cody Suits in for Landry Locker here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. The hits, a little bit more about these Astros. The NFL kind of owes something to the Texans, don't they? And more on the landscape of college football. That's next here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. Presented by BaywayLincoln.com. You're in the Loop with Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Astros get 2-3 from the Indians, but lose last night. Lance McCullers, we just talked about him. 5 innings, 4 runs, charged to him. He didn't give up the double off the wall, though. Brian Abreu did.
Yeah.
Looked pretty good coming in there. I mean,
I was like, holy smokes, he's going to just strike out the side with the bases loaded.
Abreu comes in,
yeah.
Bases juiced. You're like, wow, this is a huge spot for him. Like, yeah. Dusty trusts him.
Yeah.
Wow. And then it's like, strikeout. You're like, all right. Strikeout. You're like,
and really good pitches.
Yeah.
Like, really on top of it.
And then he hangs a slider, and the guy bangs it off the wall.
You hang it, they bang it.
Bang it.
Shout out to Jose Lima.
Bang it.
Yeah.
And in the next inning, there was another hang.
Yeah.
And another bang.
Yeah.
Austin Pruitt making his way all the way back from the elbow, shoulder, whatever, the local kid, Woodlands, yeah. UH, yada, yada. Yeah, well.
Been around the block a little bit.
Well, if he's a local kid, he remembers that time Brad Lidge gave up the Pujols home run. The one he gave up yesterday almost went further.
Yeah.
It was ding-dong out there to right field.
He's also been met at the airport by Mark Berman.
Yeah. You know, honestly, life.
How does it feel? How do you feel?
Life goals.
Yeah.
Life goals.
You know you've made it when.
Yeah.
Or actually, no, you don't.
Why? Well, yeah. The Berman's
you
met.
You want to talk to me?
Berman's met some funny people at the airport. Yeah. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that it's just a 3-game lead there in the American League West for the Astros over the Oakland Athletics. The Mariners 6.5 back, and when you look at just the overall American League standings, the Astros would be in the wild card hunt if they weren't in first place in the American League West. But hey,
you don't want it.
Worry about the American League West.
Yeah.
Take care of that. Don't worry about that wild card stuff. Day off today for the Stros. The lowly Rangers coming to town.
Awful right now.
It is putrid.
It is so bad.
Putrid.
Hey, but you got the silver boot, man. Hey, you know, you're playing for that silver boot.
Yeah, it's funny how Rangers fans never care about that.
Yeah.
Unless their team sucks.
Yes.
And they're like, well, we won the silver boot. Yeah, you did. You wanted a bunch back. You know, the Rangers get away with a lot. I don't know how they fly under the radar on some of this stuff. Super steroid team.
Yes.
Super steroid team.
Mm-hmm.
With Juan Gon, Palmeiro, A-Rod, that cat that played third base for them that was definitely on steroids. Hank Blaylock was his name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, super steroid team. All right. They were also one of the teams that caught some of the cheating shrapnel, but nobody ever investigated it. Because apparently they don't know how to cheat because they suck.
Because they didn't win. So
they probably weren't cheating very well. So we don't need to worry about them.
He's copying on my paper. Yeah, but you're a D student, so it doesn't matter.
You know, we hear about, you know, Beltran's the guy that brought it to Houston. Well, where did he play before that? Oh, the Yankees and the Rangers.
Yeah.
We'll just sweep that little fact under the rug. And the lowly Rangers coming to town. And then you're on a West Coast swing.
Oh, boy, are you.
Seattle for three. Eh, all right, whatever. San Francisco for three. If I asked most Astros fans, where do you think the Giants are in the standings?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe they would get it correct. The Giants have the best record in baseball.
Yeah.
They have 60 wins. They are two games ahead of the Dodgers. And they just took care of the Dodgers mm-hmm. in a series against L.A.
Well,
who was on their team? I don't even know who they had on their team.
It's crazy.
Figgy, I love baseball. I don't either. I don't have any idea. They got Yastrzemski's grandson or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
The kid hits home. He plays right field and he hit home runs. The only reason we know his name is because his dad was, or his grandpa was famous. All right, yes.
Waving it fair.
Yeah. Or was that Fisk?
No, that was Fisk. That was Fisk. Yeah. Yastrzemski was on the team.
Yastrzemski, yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. I legit, is Buster Posey still play for them? I don't know. I thought his knees exploded a couple years ago, so I don't know if he plays for them or not.
Posey is on their team.
He is? Okay. Mm-hmm. Is Pablo Sandoval still there? No. Is he?
No.
I don't think he is.
No.
Kung
not.
Fu Panda?
Right.
Great nickname.
Mike Yastrzemski.
Yeah, Mike Yastrzemski.
Oh, Johnny Cueto.
Yeah, Johnny Cueto. Okay. Yeah. He makes like $26 million a year or something like that. It's crazy. Getting it done, though. The Giants.
I have a bold and fearless prediction for this West Coast swing.
Oh, okay.
I do. It just occurred to me.
And by the way, after you finish out Seattle and San Fran, you get the Dodgers for two.
Well, funny you say that because the Astros and Dodgers will play starting August 3rd.
Okay.
Bold and fearless prediction. Max Scherzer will pitch in that game.
Oh.
In that series.
Oh.
For who?
He's going to look
weird.
Well,
that's the question.
He's going to look weird in Dodger blue.
That's the question. There was a...
Is Trevor Bauer going to pitch in that series?
Somewhat of a... not hard to believe, but not exactly fully vetted report that the Astros were interested in Scherzer. I'm not saying they're not, but...
They should do their due diligence.
No one else has really reported that, except one blogger. But the Dodgers absolutely, positively, 100% have been reported by all the bigs, big reporters, Major League Baseball, have been looking at Scherzer as well.
Scherzer's a weird deal because there was a rumor, I guess it was probably late May, early June, that Scott Boras would want a extension negotiated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The team before the trade occurred, which, Scott, I don't know. Easy. You're not a left tackle, you know, leaving a squad. Well, that doesn't happen in Houston either, so never mind.
Yeah.
Not like they get the contract, the new contract as part of the trade in Houston tackles either. Look, Scherzer's going to be the name that, I mean, that is an elite, monster-level talent. You're going to need some help. You're going to need the Nationals to kind of get out of this thing a little bit more than they already are.
Yeah, but they might anyway. I mean, he's not signed after this year.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. They may value, hey, let's get a couple prospects that are closer than, you know, that comp pick or whatever that, you know, teams get for when guys leave and things like that. So I would love Scherzer here. Who's it? What does it take? I don't know. I mean, I don't know any of the I don't know exactly what that ask is with him only being a half season rental. I mean, we saw what Greinke cost a couple years ago. That was two top pitchers and one of your top bats.
May not cost quite as much, but it's still going to cost a lot.
But Greinke certainly, you know, he had a couple years left on the deal, so you got him for that year and then two more.
One young pitcher and one great prospect.
Yeah, and maybe a lottery ticket throw in.
Yeah.
Like a lottery ticket player to be named later or something like that.
Yeah.
Scherzer and Verlander would be teammates again.
Oh, that's right.
First time since Detroit.
They'd be on the same roster.
Well, yeah. I would think that if Justin Verlander was going to throw again this year, we'd probably have heard or known something.
Yeah, we'd have heard about some sort of something.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, so Scherzer will pitch in that Dodgers-Astros series at the start of August. I like that. It's nice and bold. It's appropriately bold.
That's bold and fearless.
It's appropriately bold. Mm-hmm. I like it. We are 6 days away from Camp Casero. Training camp for the Houston Texans opening up in 6 days. Real simple question. When is the NFL going to have something to say about Deshaun Watson?
I mean,
you would assume it would happen in the next 5 days.
Right.
Because you don't want to, I mean, if you're the NFL, you don't want that to come down the day they're starting and you have the confusion and the worry. Like, could we maybe see a Friday afternoon news dump that Deshaun Watson's on the commissioner's exempt list?
I think so. It's very, very, in fact, it's never happened where a criminal investigation is ongoing of an NFL player and he's put on an exempt list. Literally never has happened. So to me, the key thing is, when are we going to hear about the yay or the nay on a criminal investigation of Deshaun Watson? Because that's still hanging. I didn't think it was going to take this long for them to decide, yeah, or no, there's nothing to see here, or not enough to see here. And that hadn't happened yet. So that has to happen first, I believe. They could do it while it's still going on, but then you're kind of like, well, then what if criminal charges do fall? Maybe they would know in advance or whatever. You know, NFL looks pretty bad having a guy on the exempt list that is being charged by police of a crime. So I think that would be one factor. The other factor is obviously that, you know, the Texans and the NFL don't want this giant eyesore of the Texans already in disarray, already with all these new players and new coaches and new general manager, you know, having the national media descend on Houston next week, which they are, according to John McClain. He's been talking to a lot of national writers. They're going to be here.
Right.
And there's Deshaun Watson not on the field, or there's not Deshaun Watson on the field. And you're still having to decide whether you pay him or not, whatever.
We know how the new rules in the CBA, how they affect people on their second contract. Rookies are really the only ones now that have the ability to physically not be there and hold out.
Right.
It's very cost prohibitive. Let me see if I'm using this right. It's very costly if you're a veteran and you miss, 3-4 days and then you're done.
It's $50,000 a day and you cannot you know, pardon that, so to speak.
Right.
Or excuse
right.
that.
Yeah.
So it's hard and fast. You're getting charged 50 to 50 grand a day. And that's not a whole lot in the grand scheme, but it's a lot of money. And I don't think they want to have to even answer those questions.
I have a potentially unfair, out of bounds comment
it's
about
right.
this.
It's all right. It's all right.
The NFL would not be treating Bob McNair this way. We would know Deshaun Watson's status if Bob McNair was still the owner of the Texans.
That's not unfair.
And I just don't know that Cal has the cachet
yeah.
that Bob did, where, I mean, if I'm Cal McNair, I'd be calling Roger's office every day. Yeah. You have got to tell me what to do here.
Yeah.
Because I'm not having a guy show up that wants out just to collect money from me.
Yeah.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I'm not going to have a guy show up and have to try to get him to talk about everything. I don't want to tell him to not show up because I'm setting a bad precedent for 89 other guys.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, help me out. The only help me out situation is the commissioner's list because the NFL handles it for the Texans.
Correct.
They don't have to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just this, they can come off whenever the commissioner deems it so. So that's a big help to the Texans.
That's not unfair. Plus, Bob McNair was so well-respected by other owners that, you know, they wouldn't be any pushback. Hey, what are you doing here? You know, we might have a guy that is in a similar situation. You're going to put, you know, you're going to pay him. We don't know what those situations are. But I think the other owners would say, okay, if Bob does it, we're good with it.
And the commissioner's exempt list is also the best case scenario for Deshaun Watson because – you're going to get a little bit of his money, okay? And he doesn't have to worry about anything being messy. He doesn't have to worry about showing up and not getting injured at training camp because the Texans want him to practice to make his money.
Right.
He doesn't have to worry about not showing up and getting fined.
Well, he's not taking another snap.
Sure.
Ever.
Sure.
Here. It's insulation, though.
Ever? Just no, like a tiny chance?
Okay,
just
Larry
a little bit.
Stafford.
Just a little bit. It's a little teeny tiny chance.
And I'll holla. Look, I it's insulation for both parties, for the Texans and three parties, Texans, NFL, and Deshaun.
Yeah.
You're kind of insulating yourself from all the headaches that are going to go with it. I go back to that, the criminal charges thing that has to be resolved first. I feel, maybe not, but I feel
it would. I mean, I would be very critical of someone who is critical of the NFL for putting Deshaun Watson on the commissioner's exempt list. Mm-hmm. That seems like the place he should be, criminal or no criminal, criminal pending, civil or no civil, settled, whatever. Get him there. Let a lot of this stuff play out at whatever pace it needs to play out.
Yeah.
And if you're the NFL, the Texans, and Deshaun Watson, you hope that by, what is it, February 13th or whatever, day after the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
that all this is figured out, okay, in the exhale of the NFL season. By the way, Deshaun Watson's off the commissioner's exempt list. And then Nick Caserio's phone can start ringing, and
yeah.
it's like, oh, hi, Denver.
Yeah.
Hold on, Miami's on the other line. oh, wait, no, no, no. The Giants' new GM is calling me. Like, just let that get going.
No, I wouldn't criticize anyone. I'm just telling you it's a little awkward potentially if you do that right now. And again, I fully admit it could happen. There's no question it could happen, but I think it'd be potentially awkward.
It'd be very awkward.
Yeah.
Very awkward.
Yeah.
There is, and you know what? But that's the least awkward scenario.
Mm-hmm.
The most awkward is he didn't show up.
Yeah.
Or is he? We don't know.
Well, he does show up.
Or he does show up, and you know what? My back hurts.
Yeah.
Let's stay in the training
room. I can't play today.
Yeah. Oh, my leg hurts.
And then you're like, what are we going to do here?
And then they're like, hey, don't go in the training
room.
That's
why I'm saying it's just not going to happen. Yeah. It's just not going to happen. They're going to have some resolution either during training camp or very early in the season or preseason.
By the way, it's extension season.
Mm-hmm.
There are no Texans that need to be, you know, early extensions here.
Well, I mean, yeah, no, there's not.
Cooks is good. He signed up. All the running backs are on 1-year deals.
Justin Reed.
Okay, Figgy. Good call here. Good call, Figgy. I would be comfortable with a moderate investment in Justin Reed. I would say there's a lot of people that would want maybe the prove it year this year coming up, but I'd be comfortable keeping him around for the next 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Just, you know, not a sizable investment, but an investment in him to keep him around. He's a culture guy. He's also a solid player to a very good player at different times.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that. Justin Reed. Yeah, that's a good one, Figgy.
He might be it, or John Weeks, of course. I mean, that's every year you should extend him. But
they played a little back and forth with him there for a minute.
Trying to play hardball with John Weeks. You got another thing coming, man. Come on now. He knows who he is. He's bringing his talents to Houston for sure. Did you see Pro Football Focus? They've been doing this kind of positional analysis. Top 32 by position, you know, top 32 quarterbacks,
okay,
et cetera. The highest I've seen so far is the Texans offensive line was 10th, which, okay.
That's solid. That is primarily a Laremy Tunsil, Titus Howard driven ranking.
Yeah. And Cannon.
The three spots in between.
Probably Marcus Cannon got it. Yeah. Weighed in there.
Yeah,
I got to
think probably pretty positive about Marcus Cannon.
They did wide receivers the other day.
Are the Texans 32nd?
32. 32nd. So this is what they said. The Texans roster overhaul will offer several players opportunities to contribute at receiver, which is kind of like they got a nice personality. Brandon Cooks returns as a top option. He graded at an 80-plus out of the last two out of the last three seasons. A good speed, solid hands, 29 career drops, blah, 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 blah. Talked a little bit about Nico Collins and the opportunity he's going to have, losing a hop, et cetera. And then they said this just kind of as the wrap-up. Cooks is the only known quantity on the roster, but he's better as a wide receiver 2 than a wide receiver 1. He's going to suffer without Deshaun Watson. His top speed has already diminished on vertical routes, and most of his production last year came on deep crossing routes. So... That's your best receiver.
I mean, thanks, PFF.
Is that a compliment?
Golly.
Oh, my God. He's got a good personality.
I'm trying. Look, I'm not going to sit here. I'm a huge fantasy football guy and all this kind of stuff. I'm not going to sit here and try to pretend like I know every single team's 5 or 6 wide receivers that are supposed to play. I'm a little surprised that they couldn't at least climb to like 31 or 30.
Well, let me give you the last line of Pro Football Focus, which if you don't know, They legitimately, literally watch every single play of every single player in the entire NFL.
Right.
And they analyze it with data and obviously scouting, eye, et cetera. So this is the walk away, okay? Based on talent alone, the Texans have the worst wide receiver group in the NFL.
Well, okay.
Get your tickets now.
Okay. There are a bunch of dudes there that I'm just like, why is this guy here?
Who are these guys?
Dante Moncrief, Tywan Taylor,
mm-hmm.
Chris Conley. Who are these guys?
Yeah.
Good thing that David Culley used to coach wide receivers. How was the passing game in Baltimore?
Kansas City.
In Kansas City?
Zero touchdowns.
Oh, great. Yeah.
0. That is one of the most, talk about a record, that's like, you know.
They might go for that over there
this year. Cal Ripken's record. An entire receiving corps goes an entire season without catching a touchdown.
Yeah, not great.
Who coached them?
Cully.
The most important thing about football is the football.
I don't disagree, Coach. I don't disagree. Jerry Jones said something that maybe one day Cal McNair or Jack Easterby should say.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.